Ryan Devaney's father is Ken Devaney. He joins us on Metro News Talkline. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Hoppy. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Thanks for coming on. Your reaction to the parole board's decision?
The best I can really characterize it is bittersweet, more bitter than sweet. It's comforting to know that he'll be held accountable for his crime. And it was an attack. It wasn't a fight. Ryan was unconscious on the ground. He'll be held accountable for one more year. And but bitter because it really doesn't change the circumstances of Ryan's daily life and his family's life.
What is his daily life like?
Well, I am out of bed hours before the sun rises, usually before 6. He spends time in a hyperbaric oxygen chamber, and I get him out and hook him to a piece of therapy equipment that has electrodes attached to him that sends stimulation to his muscles and makes him contract. He can't do it voluntarily, but it's his muscles doing the work, pushing the pedals against resistance.
Mm-hmm.
We do vibration therapy with him. We put him in a standing frame. We do range of motion where I get him on an exercise table, stretch him out, get him nice and limber, keep him limber. The standing frame? We put him up in a standing frame. And that's just the mechanical, physical therapy. But throughout that whole process, there's also, I'm trying to introduce stimulation. He's a big sports fan, and he's familiar with the feel of the baseball. So as I'm going through, say, working his arm, I'll put a baseball in his hand. Mm-hmm. Say, this is, remember what it felt like to throw the ball. And we usually wrap up, get him in the shower, get him in bed. It's usually about 9 o'clock we get him in bed, spend another hour and a half just talking to him, laying beside him. And by 11 o'clock, it lights out. It's a lot of work to keep his human body healthy.
And does he have any, Ken, does he have any consciousness at all?
Well, sometimes it seems like there's a flicker of it, but then it can go months or weeks, and we'll say, Ryan, hey, move your thumb for us. And if he doesn't do it, then out of nowhere, he might do that. So we hang on to what little hope we have, and the chances are even 1 in a trillion. I'll take those odds, knowing my son.
Ken Devaney is with us. Ryan Devaney's father, Ryan Devaney, left comatose by an attack in 2009. Two individuals went to jail for that. One is out. Parole hearing yesterday for Austin Vantries, who kicked Ryan Devaney in the head. The parole board yesterday said they did not believe that Vantries was ready to go back into society based on interviews. So your reaction to that?
Well, I agree with that. And I want to thank all the people who shared their thoughts on this, came in support of my son. Some 156,000 people wanted the parole board to know they weren't okay with it. And nearly 18,000 were just from the state of West Virginia.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that had an impact?
Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. Community sentiment is one of the factors the parole board considers in release.
Mm-hmm. He is serving, as I said, 2 to 10. He's done 3 years. Will you, Ken, will you keep up this kind of pressure for the full 10 years?
I will. I believe he's completely accountable, and I believe that is, and I appreciate that the state offers the victims and their families the privilege to come in there and speak to them and let them know the fallout of this crime. Now, the 2 to 10 years is interesting. What that really means is 2 to 5 years, unless he does something seriously wrong in prison, because for every day he, this is how I understand it, Hoffer, for every day he doesn't get a write-up or get in trouble, they credit one day of good behavior. So his release date is in 2 years.
Yeah, because of good time. Because and he's had no write-ups. Vantries yesterday did apologize to your family,
and he did, yeah.
And what did he say, and how did you take that?
It was the first time that he did apologize, where he apologized to Ryan and my family. You know, being on the other side, I might be a bit too critical, but I didn't hear the sincerity, and the timing's curious in front of the parole board when there's been years to do this, and if he wants the parole board to know, he could have sent some sort of apology letter through his attorney to document that. Mm-hmm. So I'm a bit jaded by what I've seen.
Well, there's been a lot of tension between the families on this, has there not? The Vantries family and your family?
Yeah, I would say that there's been a great deal of tension there.
Do you think it's ever possible one day for you and your family to feel like that Austin Vantries has, A, offered a sincere apology, B, to have served an appropriate penalty for what happened, and C, for you or any of members of your family to accept that? Is that ever possible in your mind?
I'm open to anything. There's been nothing that's guided us down the path to that right now. And ultimately, it's not up to me or my wife or my daughter, who also goes to West Virginia University, to forgive him. Forgiveness is Ryan's to give, and right now they've taken away his ability to do that.
Ken DeVinny is with his father of Ryan DeVinny. Ryan DeVinny was severely beaten near the WVU campus in 2009, left him comatose, very little chance he will recover. One of the suspects who kicked him in the head, Austin Vantries, up for a parole hearing yesterday, and he was denied. Austin Vantries, he has to pay restitution, but there's been minimal progress. Is that correct?
That's correct. Just recently, we received word that he had paid $42, and then yesterday it sounds like he got it up to around $80. And I know that there is a big deal being made of that from his supporters. He's working hard to do that. My only concern with that is, it's more than offset by a recent legal maneuver that I'm sure people in West Virginia know and could have and were personally affected by, where he came after Ryan, people that donated to Ryan wanted their names, addresses, and the value of what was given to him so he could offset his financial obligation by what was given to him. And that was defeated, and donor was still protected.
How is your family meeting the financial obligation, considering that Ryan needs constant care and considerable medical attention?
Well, we pour all our resources into all our extra resources. That once we pay for food and tuition for my daughter, into Ryan's care, treatment, progress, but the main thing now, incredibly over almost 4 years, is the people have come by our side and stood there and said, "We got you." And they have. And Ryan has not needed for anything because of that. Without them, physically, he wouldn't be where he is. And hopefully that's the same mentally. You know, we hope he's making progress.
How are you doing?
Hanging in there, Hoppy. I live in the moment. You know, the moment hurts. Don't get me wrong, it hurts, but it hurts less when I don't bring in the pain of looking in the past and bring in some fond memories, or the look into the future and understanding everything that was lost. So I keep in the moment.
You know, going back, for those who didn't follow the story from the beginning, it is so sad, not only, of course, what happened to Ryan, but also just the insignificance of what of how the disagreement started among the kids about the World Series. You know, it's just it's so pointless that it's hard to comprehend.
I still can't grasp it. I've heard Ryan debate about sports his whole life. He's never gotten in a fight about it. Make no mistake, he wasn't in a fight. He was blindside punched by Jonathan May, and then while laying unconscious, was kicked in the head so hard, a fracture of his skull, sheared his brain, caused bleeding. And there's just something, I think, ingrained in a person that might do something like that. It's hard for most people to understand how you can get to that point.
Ken Devinney, Ryan Devinney's father. There is a website. You can follow his progress. And it's, tell me again, I was looking at it yesterday, Ken.
Yeah, I know you were. Ryan's Rally, one word, .org. Ryan'sRally.org. And the objective of that site, my tagline is keep Ryan relevant. Don't let people forget him. Don't let them forget the story. Mainly what violence can do to people's lives. And on that site, I give my opinion and the truth, at least the truth as I understand it. And I invite comments. People can comment. I read them all. I read them to Ryan. That's part of his therapy.
Okay. Ryan'sRally.org. Ken Devinney, good to speak with you again. Thanks for coming on, and take good care.
Thank you, Hoppy. Appreciate it.
Take care.